Now, last week we were speaking with the Sky expert when it comes to broadband. Stephen Small, he joins me on the line again today. And we asked for questions, Stephen Small. And I'd say if you were here with me until tomorrow at the same time, we won't get through the questions today. But morning,
good morning, Keith.
Thanks for joining us today on the programme. Broadband, and I know we said this last week, but we have electricity, water and broadband now is definitely the most necessary one from there. And so many people are just wondering, how can they identify the speeds that they should have within their broadband? And if they move provider, will those speeds improve?
How they can identify what they should be getting? So there's a couple of options here. Generally, when they take out a service with a provider, they'll give them the maximum speed that their line should be able to handle. If the customer feels as though that they're not actually getting those speeds, what we need to kind of identify is where there might be a potential issue. So we need to see if the problem is before the router or after the router. If it's before the router, there could potentially be an issue with the phone line that's delivering the service. If it's after the router, it could be something in-home setup-wise, or it could be some settings that need to be tweaked on the customer's devices. So what we would say to people to do is, if you have a laptop or if you can borrow a laptop and connect it with an Ethernet cable with the wire to the router, and do a speed test on any of the multiple speed test sites that are available out there. That'll identify what speeds are getting to the router itself. They closely match what your internet provider told you the maximum speed would be. Then it might point towards there being an issue inside the home. So it could be a Wi-Fi issue. It could be a case that you're getting slow speeds in certain parts of the house. It could be that the devices that you have at home just actually can't handle the speeds that are coming into the house itself. If it's an issue before the router, what I would say to people is to contact your provider, have a chat with them, go through whatever troubleshooting steps that they need. And if a fault needs to be raised to the network providers, they will do that. If it's something in-home, they can go through various different troubleshooting steps and try and optimize the Wi-Fi within the house itself.
It's a very simple solution. You said that too, by the way, about lifting the router last week, and I did lift the router off the ground where it was, and I put it up even higher, and you notice it. You notice the speed in it immediately.
It sounds like such a simple thing, similar to the old turn it off and turn it back on again cliche, but something as simple as just not having the router sitting on the ground can have a massive impact, as you say.
Somebody else wants to know, if I signed for Sky, do I have to accept a landline as well, or can I hold on to my existing landline?
It's almost a two-part question. What a customer can do is, if they're with another provider and they're moving service over to us, we can request that they port their number from their old provider over to us, so they should be able to keep their landline, yes.
So just talk, pick up the phone. We'll give them a number, by the way, in a few minutes that they can ring and get details from there. I don't understand this question, so maybe you can help me on this one. Is it okay to share passwords and access with neighbours on your Wi-Fi who have kids who want to play online games, or could there be a security issue? How could you share that type of stuff? You'd want to be living very close to the person with the router, would you?
Possibly, yes. Now, if you're in an urban setting, if you've got next door neighbours directly beside you, or you know, if you're in an apartment setting, the Wi-Fi range of modern routers can be quite impressive. You know, I know a lot of people can complain about Wi-Fi and its distance and signal and so on, but it can be quite good. And it could be down to where the router will be in your house versus your neighbour's house. You know, so it could be possible to share the Wi-Fi signal, but to answer the question, personally, I would never share a password of any description, regardless as to what it is. You know, it might seem fairly innocuous to share your Wi-Fi password with your neighbor, but you never know what it's going to be used for. You know, your kids, the neighbor's kids could say that they just want a game online. They could be using it for anything. And that's not to say that your neighbor's kids are doing anything nefarious or up to no good or anything along those lines.
Yeah.
But for me, I'd never share a password. I won't equate it to sharing your PIN number for your bank card or anything like that, but it's never recommended to share a password.
Would the man, his name is Stephen Small, would he recommend a mesh router as being best? What's a mesh router?
It will extend the Wi-Fi range throughout the house, and it creates, with other equipment, it can help create an in-home network of sorts. I'll draw a comparison to one of our own products, and this isn't a sales pitch, Keith, but with our Sky Q product, if you have Sky Broadband and you have a mini box, each of those will actually work as a Wi-Fi booster throughout your home. It creates its own mesh network. So it will extend your Wi-Fi signal, and somewhat similar with a mesh broadband. I won't say I wouldn't recommend one. It depends on individual circumstances. It depends on your home, what it's made of, the layout of it. For most people, yes, it will probably be the best option though.
Okay, kids are on holidays currently. Can I stream TV and movies over my internet connection while they're off?
Yes, with a but. It depends upon what sort of speed is coming into your house and what kind of quality you want to stream in. To give a rule of thumb for standard definition on the likes of Netflix or Sky Go or something like that, they would say 2 megabits per second would be the minimum required. For high definition, they would say about 5, and for ultra high definition or 4K, they would say 20 megabits per second and up. Yes, you should be able to stream, but it depends upon the speed coming into your house and what kind of quality you want to stream in. And just to throw in another little tidbit that some people aren't aware of, regardless as to what screen size you're watching on, it doesn't make any difference what screen size you're watching something on. So if you're looking at something in 4K on a mobile phone, it's the same as looking at something in 4K on an 85-inch or 100-inch TV screen. Wow. It uses up the exact same amount of speed.
Oh, so the size of the telly doesn't
affect. It has no impact. So the kids could be watching gamers online, you know, on their phone, thinking it's not having an impact whatsoever because, Asher, I'm only looking at it on my phone, but it uses the exact same sort of speed as if they were watching it on the telly.
Okay, I'm a Sky TV customer, but I don't have fibre and I don't have a landline coming in as I live remotely. Can I get satellite broadband from my dish?
We don't provide broadband through the dish. There are companies who do satellite broadband, but it's not something that we have done. Depending upon where the listener actually is, they can check out to see if the national broadband plan is something that will be coming to them in the not too distant future. But if they want to go down the satellite broadband route, they absolutely can, but it's not something that we do.
Keith, can you ask your Sky representative, is there a number that I can ring to get further information?
Absolutely. There's two options. They can go on to sky.com/IE. But if they want to call us, they can call 0818 719 819.
719 819 from there. Do Sky, Keith, only do home broadband or are they doing business broadband also?
We just do home broadband at the moment, Keith.
Home broadband. You've all the answers. You know that, Stephen Small, today.
I've been with them long enough.
I'm kind of looking at some of the questions coming in here. And I'm just wondering how people come up with even the questions that come with it from there. Keith, in relation to, we're just moving into a new home in relation to getting broadband. How do I know if I've got fibre in the area? It's a new estate. And I'm wondering, do we just assume that it's wired for cable stroke fibre?
The best course of action for the customer would be, or for the listener, sorry, apologies, would be to... soon to be, that's exactly it. If they go on to, again, sky.com/IE, they can enter their air code or their address details to check and see what products are available. Likewise, they could go on to the third-party switcher services, the likes of Bonkers or other sites, and they will tell what products are available. I would hate to say to assume that any product is going to be available. I would hope that products will be available, but I would hate to assume that any products would be available.
Okay, but if they want to go to sky.com for further details, 0818 719 819. Stephen, we might touch basically in a couple of weeks again. There's just so many questions that we just didn't get to. But the key message will be don't be afraid to pick up the laptop or the phone or otherwise. Go to sky.com or ring 0818 719 819 from there. But it's the new currency. So we have water,
absolutely,
electricity. And now the new currency is Stephen Small's broadband as well.
My own personal broadband.
Your own personal broadband. Listen, thanks for joining us. And
no problem.
Sorry indeed Pleasure for having to you. Let you go. You too. Thank you indeed for joining us. Stephen Small there joining us from Sky Broadband. Now, let me move on today because I want to go.